Good morning, Indianapolis. It is Sunday, May the 1st, 2016, and this podcast has to do with a phone call I got a few weeks ago from a recruiter. And, you know, I'm not really looking for a job right now, but I get calls from recruiters all the time. There is no way to remove yourself from any list, you know. I don't know how much any of you know about being in IT, but once you've floated your resume into that morass of recruiters, it's out there forever. You'll get calls about resumes you floated from 2004. I have. So anyways, I got a call and, you know, they wanted me to talk to some dude. And it's like, you know, frankly, I wasn't looking for a job, but I'm always entertained by talking to some dude who's looking to hire somebody, because what I'll do is I'll be really honest and truthful and then I'll see what they say. And so basically I said, you know, he said, yeah, well, I've got this product that's been offshored for about 10 years. And, you know, a bunch of Indians were working on it, and it's VB.net, and it's mostly shit. And basically, the programmers he paid $15 an hour were pretty shitty programmers, but he can't really change anything. And he's got a lot of entity framework in it, but, you know, it sucks, but you can't really change that. And then he started sharpshooting me about my technology, like, oh, do you know MVC, and do you know jQuery and Angular? And I'm thinking to myself, so basically you're telling me you've got this really shitty VB.net, you know, ASP.net application that is out of date and was poorly constructed by a bunch of shitty programmers in India, but you don't want me to change it, yet you want me to miraculously use my special mind beams to make it better. And you're asking me about technologies that have nothing to do with the thing you don't want me to change or to improve. And then towards the end of the interview, because we were talking about Entity Framework, and I told them I thought Entity Framework was a piece of shit, and that people that use Entity Framework have never worked in big data. And he said, well, you know, we have Entity Framework and we have Link to SQL. And I said, oh my God, that's fucking terrible. You have terrible and you have worse. You have Entity Framework and you have Link to SQL. That really sucks. Now, I didn't actually use those terms. It was much more professional. But I basically let him know that you'd have to be a fucking moron to use those types of data access technologies unless you're working with really toy databases, like really small databases that are like little cute furry, you know, furry balls of nothing. But it, in the real world, you know, at a terabyte or above, that kind of shit just doesn't really fucking work very well. Anyways, towards the end of the interview, and this is the best part, and this is really the point of the podcast, towards the end of the interview, this asshole who's looking to hire somebody said, you know, Dan, I get a feeling from talking to you that if I hired you, you'd want to come here and you'd want to improve things. Like you'd want to change things and make things better. And he said it with a tone that almost sounded accusatory. And it was like, I basically responded. I said, well, you know, this is the real world. We don't have infinite time and resources. We do the things we can do. We fix the things we can fix. We should try to make the world a better place. I guess I'm a bit confused. I've never actually been, you know, worried that I might not get a job because I actually want to do it well. And the interview ended, and you know, it was polite enough, and I never heard back from the guy. And like I said, I'm not really looking for a job. But to be told by somebody, you know, to be told by somebody who wants to hire a professional that you don't want them to improve anything. And you know what, guys, you may not believe me. Say, Dan, you're just some crotchety old fucking, you know, code monkey. What the fuck do you know? Well, I'll tell you what. I've worked as a orange badge slave for Microsoft. I've worked a few places. I've worked in Nashville, Seattle, and Indianapolis, and that's a nice little cross section of this place called the United States of fucking America. And so my point is, I've seen a few things and I've talked to a few people. And if you believe this kind of phenomenon, the phenomenon of don't really improve things, just muddle through and you know, social engineer yourself to success, but the code can be shit. If you don't believe that goes on in the IT shops at Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Google, you're a fucking moron. If you think your code, the code you're paying for, whether it's in that new Apple computer or whatever, if you think you're paying for code that's being written by people that don't fall through the cracks, if you think the code is being written by people that aren't being told don't make things better, you're a fucking idiot. Now, I know you see the commercials, and I know you talk to the salespeople. That's great. You don't talk to the fucking programmers. You talk to the salespeople. Wake the fuck up. So, yeah, this dude actually told me that he really, really wanted to be successful, that he was in charge of a startup where he had basically, you know, gotten code back from outsourcing and wanted me to make it work but not to improve things. This guy, he was living in kind of a fantasy world. I think he thought he could buy a piece of technology, take advantage of my fucking brain, make a few million bucks, and they say fuck you to the world. Well, you know, more or less, like I said, I wasn't looking for a job. If he had offered it to me, I would have given him a speech and then told him to fuck off. But he beat me to it.